things that you do, shining like a diamond, feel so rare. No games in this love for two, baby.
Rena Chanel. Welcome, Rena, back to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brenda, for having me.
Yes, I am one of your number one fans. You know I had to get you right back in here. I really had to fight to get you back on here.
It's been busy. I knew I was coming back, but it was busy. But yeah, I'm glad we had the opportunity to chat it up again.
Yes, yes. My girl, Rena. Phone lines are open right now, everyone, to call in and give Rena a shout out and tell me how I'm doing as well. That track, More Than Enough, tell me about that track. I know it was released earlier this year. What's the story behind that song?
More Than Enough was, ironically, it was the first track that I've ever wrote, even though it wasn't the first release. So it was the first track that I put together with my music partner, collaborator, and producer, Benny Pierce, out of Philly Bop Productions. So that was the first track we had written together. And it was just all about, you know, being more than enough, like knowing within yourself that everything that you need is within you. So you don't need to be validated. You don't need anybody to confirm your worth or who you are, that you're worthy or made for greatness. You're more than enough all by yourself. Everything that you need to accomplish in your life is already put within you. God has already put it all inside of you. So that is the story and the message behind More Than Enough.
Yes, and I love that the way you put together your music, because that's how we became friends on social media. I love the song when I had my show early, and I said, this woman going to put out a song with a message in them. And that's when I fell in love with you, because you know you're real, and you sang about things, reality things people should build their self on. And that's one thing I love about you, Rena.
Yeah, that song, I just felt like I wanted some, I like songs that will build people up. You know, I want you to get some meat out of the music that I put together. I don't want to just put out just a whatever track and then, you know, there's nothing to really hang on to. So I'm all about the lyrics, the production, and there being some type of positive message, some positive vibes that I'm trying to spread. So, you know, it's all about spreading love at the end of the day.
Right, and thank you for that information. We have a caller, area code 239. Go ahead and speak, please.
Oh, my goodness. Two of my favorite ladies in one place. It's Whittington still. How are you, ladies?
Oh,
you never know where I am.
Yeah, I know.
I am loving this. And that is my favorite song by Rena.
Okay.
Because we are more than enough. I love what you just said. You have everything you need. Everything. And we do. And we're not told that coming up. We're always told you need to do this and then that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this and then that. And oh, don't forget. So it's like you get to a point where it's like, oh my God, is it ever enough?
Yeah.
And yes.
Right.
So thank you, my love. And that's my little songbird right there. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you, Whittington. Thank you for calling in.
You're so
really
welcome.
That.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I finally talk to you.
Yeah.
Say that
I
again. I'm
both
sorry.
Y'all on here. Yes. I'm enjoying it.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying that it's just so nice to finally, you know, to finally get to talk to you, because it's funny. We've been in the same circles and stuff, but I think this is our first actual conversation.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're right. And it doesn't seem like that, because we are in the same circles. Wow. Well, we have to do this more often.
Well, I'm glad that I got y'all both on here.
Yes, Brenda. Thank you for connecting us.
Yes, it's so good to see you, Brenda. It's so good to hear you back and just you're doing your thing. Yes, don't go away doing what you're doing.
Yes,
Brenda.
If it wasn't for you ladies that keep the fire burning in me, I wouldn't still be continuing. So I thank you both. Pleasure. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to motivate each other, because like Rena says, we all have what we need, and we are more than enough. So
let's just
continue to support and motivate and push and share one another's gifts. And that's the meaning of success truly. So keep doing what you're doing. Rena, keep up the good work. I'm watching. And you wonderful ladies, have a wonderful weekend. And please stay safe.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you,
Whittington.
Yes.
That
you
is
too.
Bye. Oh, bye.
Happy holidays, Whittington.
Oh, yes.
Thank you
Merry
so
Christmas.
Much. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. You know, when I think of the seasons anymore, I just think about how nice people get, And I wish they would remain that way all year long.
Right.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is my
that
wish that
nice.
People, yeah, just realize that this is the season to just take a beat and be nice. Be nice and stay that way.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, because it's really, it's gotten so far away from religion and, you know,
yes.
true meanings. And I mean, that it's commercialized so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it just, that's so sad. So it's just my wish that we just think about what we're doing and saying to one another and just be nice and stay that way. It's easier.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
That is
thank
Whittington
that.
Steele. Whittington Steele.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Love
all
you.
Right.
Love you too.
Oh, and have a happy new year as well. I'm watching you, Whittington
thank
Steele.
You. Oh, thank you.
And I'm absolutely watching you, Whittington.
I need like 50 hands, and I really only have two, but I need about 50 of them. But thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, that is Whittington Steele. Whittington Steele. Oh, yes. So as we continue with the show. Yeah, I know. Woo-wee. Where are you calling from? First of all, folks want to know, where are you calling from, Rena?
I am calling from Manassas, Virginia. So I am outside of the DMV area.
All right. Thank you for that information. So we have curious listeners that are listening in and your new fans. Reintroduce yourself. What would you tell them out there about yourself and your journey and your music?
Absolutely. So I am a singer, songwriter. You know, I was originally from Virginia Beach, but right now, you know, I reside in the right outside of the Northern Virginia area out of DMV. And yeah, I've been kind of plugging along doing my music thing for a minute. My background originally was in opera. I studied as a classical soprano, and I thought that that was going to be my path in life. And I even went to school on a voice scholarship, studying voice and studying opera. And then, you know, but I already knew that I wanted to sing on a large scale, on a national or international scale. So I just kept kind of studying and, you know, singing various styles in addition to opera. And I always loved, you know, my inspirations were Sade, Anita Baker, Mariah Carey, all of these powerhouse vocalists. So I had always been fans and admirers of their material and how they carried themselves and, you know, their vocal technique and all of that. So I had connected with a voice teacher named Tracy Hamlin outside of the DMV area, and that she kind of helped me kind of make the switch from, you know, the opera world permanently into more R&B and jazz and soul. So that was a point in my life because I was singing background vocals for her. And then that's when I made the decision, like, yes, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to pursue this seriously and professionally. So that was kind of my path. And then, you know, I just kept trying to put myself out there, and then God allowed the right people to find me and connect with me. And that's how I connected with my music partner and collaborator and music producer, Benny Pierce. Shout out to Philly Bop Productions in Annandale, Virginia. And we have had four successful collaborations. So four singles have been released. And I'm just truly blessed. I've done so many things, and, you know, I'm just looking back at the year and just like, wow, a lot has been accomplished even in the midst of a pandemic and just so many different, you know, crazy things happening in our world and in life, but God has continued to bless me, and I'm very grateful and appreciative for having the opportunity to do what I love, to do my dream. So it's been quite an exciting and humbling journey for me. So I'm so grateful to be here.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Do you still sing in French, German, Italian, other languages, other events? Do you still do that or not?
A little bit. I still do it a little bit. So every now and then I'll pull out some French and Italian. And actually, there's a little bit of French in my current single. If you listen carefully around the sax solo, you hear, you kind of hear me speaking kind of like in the background, and I'm actually talking in French a little bit. So it's really, I'm just saying the title of the song, Sweetest of Melody, but in French. So, but yeah, those will always continue to inspire me. I've always had a love of languages in college and taken French in high school, and just so that I will always try to infuse different things in my music, whether I'm singing R&B, jazz, or whatever. I'll always pull different influences, a little French, a little Italian, a little something, just a little, just to pull in what I've been around and what has inspired me through my music journey.
Mm. Well, you need to keep doing that. It sounds sexy in the song to me. I love it.
Thank you so much.
We're going to talk about the newest single, Sweetest of Melody. What's the story? Is there any other story behind that new single? And when was it released, may I ask?
Yes, it was. That one is easy to remember because it was actually released on my birthday on November the 6th. So okay. That made it extra sweet for me.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful duet, and actually it originally started out as just I was just going to sing it by myself. My producer brought a piece of the idea to me, and then it just kind of registered to me as something very romantic, and I've always wanted to do a duet, so I decided to create that into a duet. And then he brought in the male vocalist, Sangor Robinson. He's out of the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him in, said, hey, I know the perfect guy to do this. And we sang together a few times. And then there was just a certain magic, a certain quality. I'm like, I really like our voices together. I like the connection that we're making vocally, and yeah, this is going to be a good fit. It just felt like there was some magic there. So I'm like, yeah, let's do this duet and put it together. And then, yeah, I decided I really wanted listeners to hear this and get kind of, the romance vibes, the jazz vibes. You can close your eyes and maybe feel like you're in a cafe in Paris or something like that with the saxophone, and just really sultry and sexy and grown folks.
Yes.
That's what I wanted for this song. That's what I wanted you to get out of this. Just a classic feel good, duet. Something that you can feel good listening to, having a glass of wine and hopefully being with someone who appreciates you. So that's the kind of the meat and the melody and the idea behind Sweetest of Melody. Because, I feel like when you feel that you, like love is considered like music, spreading love and kindness, that's music, that's a form of love. So I think the ultimate sweetest of melody is spreading love. So that's kind of where the message and where that concept came about.
Well, it's my favorite track, Sweetest of Melody. I would like to spin it.
Yeah.
It did get my attention. It put me in that mood, in that environment. So I appreciate it. Your voice, the melody, the atmosphere, all of it coming from your voice. And I appreciate it. Here is Sweetest of Melody. You stand at Hot Seat, Rena. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, and you'll make me
Chanel. Rena, go ahead and give everyone your website information and where this music is streaming at, where they can stream it and purchase that single. And I'm quite sure you got some other information about all your music. Go right ahead.
Yes, absolutely. You can find my music. Of course, it's streaming on Spotify. And you can also purchase my music on my website at that's phillybopmusic.com, and that's phillybopmusic.com. So you can purchase Sweetest of Melody and my previous singles, Made, Worthy, and More Than Enough. My music is also streamed on other platforms. You can pretty much purchase it anywhere music is digitally sold. So iTunes, Amazon Music, pretty much everywhere else music is sold. And if you would love to follow my journey, I would love for you to continue. If you are an existing fan or if you are a new potential fan, please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Rena Chanel Music. And I'm also on Twitter at The Rena Chanel. So again, yes, please follow, keep up with me, with my music and my journey. And yeah, I hope to inspire you. And if you are a new fan, welcome.
All right. And thank you for that information. Any information you would like to tease us about on some future music projects?
Yes. So, you know, I know people, at least my existing fans, and I've gotten really good feedback about, hey, when are you going to give us an album or an EP? So I am working very hard on a quality EP. We are looking at March 2022 as a release time frame. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited about this new project because this will be a different vibe from my previous singles. This will be more introspective, more reflective, more more personal. So, but we'll still embody the quality and the production and the vocals and everything that I stand by, you know, with my previous singles. So I'm very excited about that endeavor. And yeah, I look forward to that. So again, look for that in March of
2020. All right. Thank you for that information. Now the, this song, Sweetest of Melody, where is it at on the charts now?
Well, right now, it is number 3 on the charts in Italy, which I'm super grateful about that. It's number 4 on the charts in Canada, and it did reach the top 20 on the UK Soul chart. So I'm very ecstatic about all the wonderful feedback that I've been receiving from radio presenters, from DJs, from podcast hosts, from different playlist curators, just different people that are supporting and spinning the record. So I'm so grateful for people that are actually supporting the music and the listeners as well. They've been awesome. They've been sharing it and sharing it amongst their networks and stuff. So yeah, I'm really blessed and I'm really happy and excited about the feedback on this single.
All right. All right. My pleasure. You're welcome. I have some other singles I will play at the end of the show. If anyone wants to stay in and listen in on the other music by Rena Chanel, what's that ultimate desire, Rena, which you want all your fans and followers out there to get out of all your music, especially this newest single?
Yes, I want them pretty much from any single, but for this single as well, you know, that it's okay, you know, love is still out there, and to love yourself, number one, because you can't be loved properly if you don't love yourself. So it all starts from self-worth, self-love, loving yourself, knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you were made for greatness, knowing that you are more than enough. And yeah, the Sweetest of Melody is just basically enjoying life, being in the moment, hopefully being around people that really connect and get you and love you and appreciate you. So yeah. I just want them to be inspired. I want them to know that it's never too late to chase your dream. It really isn't. People tell you all the time that, you know, they want to put all these limitations on you. You know, you're too young, you're too old, or you're too this, you're too that. But it's never too late. I'm a witness to that. It's never too late.
Yes, that's right. And thank you for that. Thank you for that information. You are being featured in a number of magazines. So can you give us some names of the magazines that you're in so people can follow up and read the articles on you?
Yes, absolutely. So with this latest single, it has really opened up some doors and allowed some publications to really cover the release and to really, you know, write favorable and really good reviews about the music. So it's being received well. Some of the magazines are MelodyMakerMagazine.com. So you can check out their review and, you know, what they think about my latest single. There's also MobAngelus.com. They're based in L.A. They've done a wonderful review on Sweetest of Melody. There's also Orange Magazine, which I was thrilled to be covering and being inside of that magazine because I think on that cover, Barry Gordy's daughter was featured on the cover of that one. And that's the November edition of that magazine. I'm also featured in XS10magazine.com,
mm-hmm.
and as well as PopIconGarner.com.
Okay.
So those are just kind of the few that have covered Sweetest of Melody, and they're just kind of really embracing it. And I'm just so honored that, you know, that first of all, I'm even on the radar, and that they're picking up on the single, and they're mm-hmm. telling and shouting to people, hey, mm-hmm. y'all need to pay attention to this
mm-hmm.
this Rena Chanel person, and you know, and see what she's doing, and come on over. So I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more happier than that. So yeah, it's amazing. So we'll see what that does. You know, we'll see as far as raising the visibility and you know, of my brand and what I stand behind. And yeah, I'm just excited that these things are happening, because that
yeah.
these are definitely milestones that are happening for this year in,
right.
in 2021. So I'm
yeah.
grateful.
I'm so proud of you, Rena. I am so proud of you. I'm just so giggly inside. I'm so happy for
you. Oh, thank
you.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah. Wow. And because I remember when I first met you, and we was just talking online and on social media, and I started learning
mm-hmm.
about your music and researching you, and it's like I said, this girl's going somewhere. And it happened kind of fast, I think it happened kind of fast from 2019 and
mm-hmm.
2020 and this year. It happened kind of fast, I think. But anyway, I'm proud
yeah.
of you.
Thank you. Thank you so
wow.
much.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
a lot has happened, because if you would have asked me when we talked in like 2019, did I expect all this? There's no way. There's no
yeah.
way I could
yes.
have predicted or expected any
That's
of this.
Right.
So all I can say is God is good, and
mm-hmm.
don't ever give up on your dreams, not for anybody.
That's the testimony right there. Wow. So we're coming to an end of the show almost. Any shout-outs to all the persons that love you and you love them and they supported you in your journey and all your music? Go ahead and give them a shout-out.
Yes, definitely shout-out, big, massive shout-out to Benny Pierce of
Yay.
Billy Bop Productions. And again, we've made so much magic with all this music, and it's just somebody getting your creative vision and just be able to bounce different ideas off and just kind of work well together. So I'm super appreciative of all the support that I've been given with all this music. And just I want to shout out, of course, everybody that's been really associated with the singles, like with this latest one. You know, I shout out Sangor Robinson. He did his thing on the, you know, as the male vocalist. Terry Thompson,
mm-hmm.
he did the sax solo on there. He did his thing. So
he
shout out
did.
To all of the production team. Yeah, they're amazing. And everybody that has been associated with the previous singles, and just, you know, the production team and the mixing and the people who've done the mastering. I just want to shout all of them out. I definitely want to shout out my fellow independent artists who have really been pushing me and just supporting me like we have been family for years and years, like Whittington Steele,
oh,
the girl who just called in earlier,
yeah.
Miss Mary Cross, the fabulous
yeah.
Mary Cross. She's like my big sis right there, and she's
Aww.
Been loving on me since 2019 and hasn't stopped. So, and she's just a sweetheart. I got to support her at one of her shows, and she's the real deal.
Yes.
That is who she really is. So I love
yes.
her for that.
Yes.
So, yeah, and I want to shout out my family and shout out to everybody, all the radio presenters, and you know, there's just so many people to shout out, to name them all. But, yeah, like the key people I've named. But I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for people like you, Brenda, that are supporting my material and putting it out there and sharing it among your groups. And you know, I'm honored. I'm very grateful for your support and your continued support, you know, again. Been doing this since 2019, so I'm grateful.
Yes, wow, I'm just one of your fans, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I'll be following you for life, girl. So, hey, you know.
Thank you.
Any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today, and advice out of your own words, out of your own heart?
Yes, definitely. You know, please be kind to one another. I mean, it's a basic thing. You would think it'd just be an obvious thing, but just a little kindness goes a long way, because you just never know what people are going through behind closed doors and in their private lives. So I just try to be kind to people and, you know, to everybody that I encounter, because, again, you just don't know how that little act of kindness can really change somebody's life, you know. So I would say to start with that and just definitely spread love. There's so much negativity in the world, so don't be part of the group that wants to start division and drama. Be the people that are the cheerleaders, that are the encouragers, that the people that want to spread love, not just around the holidays, but I would say throughout the whole year.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement. This is the international recording artist, Rena Chanel. Check her out on the magazine listings and read the articles on her and her music and her journey. And check out her music that is streaming online on her website that was mentioned earlier. And Rena, you're always welcome to come back on my platform. I'm following you. You know I'm going to fight to get you back on here.
So I don't care how busy you get.
So I will make the time. Yeah, thank you. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You be safe and be the sweet Rena we all know. Keep in touch and keep us all updated. This is Brenda Moss, Lady Diva Live Radio here. I'm signing out. Thank you for all the listeners listening in. And keep up with me on all my other shows with other artists that I support. I will be playing some other singles by Rena Chanel. And thank you, everyone. And thank you, Rena. Bless you. Stay blessed. This is Lady Diva signing out.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Yes. All right. Here is Worthy. Stay tuned for more music. Good night, everyone.
At the start of this love affair, always dinner by candlelight, seemed right out of a fairy tale. But that was before all of the lies. You played a dangerous game with my heart, told me all the things I wanted to hear. It nearly tore me all apart. All the tears that I cried, now I know why. Gotta find somebody worthy, somebody who deserves me. A love I've waited all my life. Don't want you to fake it, 'cause baby I can take it. I need the rare and lasting kind, because I'm worthy, so worthy, I'm worthy, and I deserve the best. Somebody somebody who deserves me. A love I've waited all of my
a
life.
Love I've waited all of my life.
Don't want you to fake it, cause maybe I can take it. I need the rare and lasting kind.
Yeah. Exactly how you make me, exactly how you make me.